Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Vigils and somber ceremonies have been taking place across Israel, marking the first anniversary of the devastating Hamas attacks this day last year. Outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's home in Jerusalem, around 300 people, led by families of hostages holding up photos of their loved ones, observed a minute of silence for the dead as a siren sounded. And as the war in Gaza rages on, Israel claims to have killed or captured over 17,000 militants and taken out many of the top Hamas commanders. The conflict is the deadliest fighting between Arabs and Jews since the boundaries of the Israeli state were set in 1949. Now, earlier we spoke to Fida Sobo, aid worker with Al-Aqsa Sports Club in Gaza, and I'm joined now by Gail Hoffman, who's Executive Director of Honest Reporting and columnist with the Jerusalem Post. Good morning to you, Gail, and thank you for joining us today. Can you characterise the feeling in Israel today, 1 year on from October 7th, and how the day is being marked there where you are?
Pleasure being with you, Claire. It's a very somber day here throughout Israel. There are ceremonies all over the country, including many of the sites that were infiltrated on that dreadful day, where they tried to recreate what was happening. The Nova Dance Festival site, where 360 people were murdered, young people, that morning. They were playing the same songs that were played. And then at 6:29, when they were invaded, they purposely, at that time, everything went silent. And a lot of the family members of the people murdered there came there to try to experience what their loved ones felt until that moment. Right, there have been protests against the prime minister, but mostly it's been somber ceremonies.
Mm-hmm. And tough questions are still being asked, aren't they, within Israel about the attack and the day itself and the government's efforts since to rescue the hostages. And that initial sense of unity has turned into a nation that is more divided, would you say?
Absolutely. When the Hamas attacked, they thought that it would be a good time to attack Israel because there had been internal politics that was dividing the nation. And then the people of Israel united in a rather beautiful kind of way in order to restore our security and bring our loved ones home. But since then, Israel has divided into different approaches for how to bring the hostages home. The largest campaign called Bring Them Home really is a protest against the prime minister, saying he needs to do more to get their loved ones back. Then there are separate protest movements who say that Israel has to fight Hamas harder. There's another one saying you need to put more international pressure on Hamas and their supporters in Qatar and in Iran to get the hostages home. Terror divides, and it has.
From the moment the Israeli government began its retaliation, many asked, what is the plan? Where will it end? How will it end? And now, Gil, that it has spread to Lebanon, are the answers to those questions even further away?
No, they're actually closer. From the very beginning, the goals of the war have been to restore the security and bring the hostages home. And it's become more and more clear that the enemies of Israel prepared for this war for many, many years. Hamas, 17 years since they overthrew the rightful Palestinian leadership in Gaza, took the money from around the world, including from Ireland, that was donated to help the people of Gaza and made it go underground to use to attack Israel. Hezbollah had 150,000 missiles and rockets aimed at Israel, more in any place in the world, aimed at any other place in the world. Iran, which has attacked Israel twice directly now, including just last week. It's been more clear now that the goal is to restore security and make this not be able to be done ever again for the betterment of the people of Israel, the people of Gaza, the people of Lebanon, the people of Iran, that they should all have a safer day in the future.
But where is that safer day? You know, how far in the future is it, both for you and for the residents in those other countries you mentioned?
Well, it's so much closer than it was a year ago. Apparently, this war was inevitable. So unfortunately, people on both sides have lost their lives, but it was bound to happen when you've got the other side preparing for war so much. And now Hamas, where 80% of the homes, 100% of the schools and hospitals and playgrounds and cemeteries had been built up as terror infrastructure in Gaza, is more or less defeated. And so that's coming to a close. Hezbollah, Israel only started really attacking 3 weeks ago after 11 months of northern Israel basically being evacuated with 65,000 people away from home for now a whole year. And with Iran, we'll see. We hope that the international community will unite to stop this enemy of Western civilization that's attacked Israel on seven different fronts.
Gil, thank you very much for joining us on the program. That's Gil Hoffman there from Honest Reporting. And Gil is also a columnist with the Jerusalem Post. Back after this break.
Text 51551. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.